This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News. We're discussing the perception and the fact of violence in Manhattan, but it's a national story. We go immediately to the primaries that are to be held this month in June and again in August for the Democratic Party in New York. This is a Democratic state. The primaries are determinative. There will be no face-off with Republicans of substance in the fall heretofore. However, the larger story is that in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin, the DA, has been recalled, and there are voices raised in Los Angeles in a similar fashion, because the perception, again, perception, is that criminals or perpetrators, alleged perpetrators, are not being either reformed or contained from violence and antisocial behavior. Harry, the Democratic Party in California is paying attention to the fact that a man who is a billionaire and a Republican, changing his registration to Democrat, is now a leading candidate to be the mayor of Los Angeles. I mentioned the recall in San Francisco. Is this news reaching the New York Democratic Party, and are there responses?
I recall we talked a little with former New York and L.A. Commissioner Joe Braddon about Caruso, a lifelong Republican, now Democrat, who just won the first round of voting in L.A. and is promising to clean things up. Here in New York, John, I think we're going to have a more competitive general election, including for governor, than a lot of people expect. Kathy Hochul is an accidental governor. She is light years up on the Democrats she's running against in the polls and in fundraising. And so this campaign is just vaguely in the background for most people. And what I expect will be a low turnout Republican primary later this month. They're going to have to decide between Lee Zeldin, who's a congressman, and Andrew Giuliani, who's the remarkably unqualified son of former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who was also the president's golfing buddy. Andrew is still hoping to get Trump's endorsement. From the polling we've seen, my guess is that would be enough to get him over the top. Both Zeldin and Giuliani say, pointing to Boudin, that the first thing they would do as governor would be to remove Alvin Bragg, the newly elected district attorney of Manhattan, the first black district attorney in Manhattan, and another of these DAs who have taken a reform approach in which they want to prosecute less crimes, and argue that that's going to restore public safety, which is the approach that San Francisco voters, or some actually fairly small fraction of them, just rejected in this recall decision. We do not have recall here. But when Hochul has to engage with them to some extent, and I think the polling is going to make it such that, unlike in this primary with Tom Suozzi and Jumaane Williams, she will have to engage with the Republican candidate. There will be a livelier conversation about what still needs to happen in terms of public safety in New York than you might expect. This is not a prediction that we're going to have our first statewide Republican since George Pataki and in 20 years. But I do think that this is likely to be a interesting and more competitive election than people are mostly anticipating at this point. And the public safety is likely to be one central part of that. I'm sure, if that's the case, that Hochul will point to the new gun reforms, very sensible ones in my view, that New York just passed. One of those, by the way, is raising the age of purchase for long guns and things like AR-15s to 21 from 18. I point out that a separate federal circuit in California just rejected their law that had done the same thing. And, you know, that issue may be headed to the Supreme Court, arguing that that violated the Second Amendment rights of 18, 19, 20-year-olds who can sign up to serve in the military and are full citizens. So even what to me seem like very incremental reforms, even when they happen, are going to be difficult to do. And I think whoever is running against Hochul is going to have the advantage of, especially if it's Giuliani, just being a guy, not someone who's wielded really significant power to this point, and having a fairly unpopular, rather accidental governor to run against. And to the extent this is just a referendum on the governor, clearly that's going to get Hochul through this primary. And that's why she wanted to keep it in June when these other elections move to August. But I don't think she's going to be able to just stay above the fray or hide behind her advertising dollars and remarkable fundraising, a lot of it involving big power brokers in New York, in the way she has to this point, once we get to a general election.
All right, we have less than a minute, Harry. So it is your measure right now that the result in San Francisco and the preliminary result in Los Angeles is part of the conversation in New York for the two primaries this summer. We have 30 seconds.
And this is why national Democrats feel so good about Eric Adams and his messaging at the same moment when New Yorkers are concerned by the results that he is slowly achieving, having promised to do so quickly. But from a messaging perspective, he represents where the center of the Democratic Party wants to be going to fend off things like are happening in California, in San Francisco, and L.A. right now that are an existential threat to the party.
Harry Siegel, columnist at the New York Daily News, senior editor at the Daily Beast. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.